this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio. It's Friday, June the 27th, and that's my computer flipping itself on with its own little sound of music. So good morning. How are we all doing this morning? It's, like I said, it's the 27th of June, Friday.
Tomorrow's Dancing with the Stars.
That's right. 7:06 in the morning. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. You're calling out of the area, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Let's see. Oh, gosh, we've got a studio full already with dogs and children and Air Force guys and Linda and, of course, Savannah. Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning, Savannah.
You know, we took your microphone away from you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, let's start off with the our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman. Susan, it's Friday. Are you having a good time yet?
I'm doing fine. Just caught a cold.
Right now?
Yes.
You mean from us?
Or? No, from my nephews.
Oh, okay.
Visit. It takes just one weekend with little kids. You know what I mean?
Oh.
But it's all right. Yes. I'm over the hump. I'm going to be fine in a couple of days.
Okay.
So let's look at the market. Major averages are starting out lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 33 points at 16,812. The S&P 500 is off a point at 1956, and the NASDAQ Composite is down a point at 4,377. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board: NextEra Energy up $7.85 at $32.85, Twitter down 87 cents, trading at $40.57, Bank of America off 3 cents at $15.38. For local stocks of interest, PG&E down 7 cents at $47.13, PepsiCo off 6 cents at $88.54, AT&T down 9 cents at $35.17. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.51%. And for commodities, gold is up $1 an ounce at $1,318, silver off a penny at $21, and crude oil positive 23 cents, trading at $106 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 in the morning. Talking to Susan, you can, or listening to Susan, you can tell that she knows what she's talking about, and she's just one of the financial advisors down there that can lead you on that path to financial freedom. But first, you have to give them a call at 243-7561, 243-7561. And then afterwards, go on down to Park Marina Drive to their offices. Wells Fargo Advisors, they have the advice to make you, how can I say it, comfortable. They've just made reports today.
Give
I just saw reports today.
Great advice. Let's just say it's the Wells Fargo Advisors.
Reports today that 40 million Americans can't afford the house or apartment they're either living in or buying or renting. And the other is that our gross national product shrunk. The GDP shrunk by 2.9%. And then that most of the people in the United States and don't save anything. So this is why you need to go down and talk to people like Susan and other people from the Wells Fargo Advisors, because they can get you into that saving investment mode. Just a little bit a month that will help you out.
Yeah, we just heard that actually
just a few minutes ago.
To piggyback off of that, we heard that in one of the news programs today, as well as yesterday, about people over 25, general Americans over 25 and 30 don't really have savings the way that people saved years ago. I'm not sure what that is. If we just kind of
not enough to last for a month, much less 6 months.
Right.
Yeah. So and it's because of the economy.
Instant
it's
gratification.
That may be part of it. The other part
the
is
the newest computer and iPhone. Oh, what do you think?
But it also could be is the cost of everything is going up. You got gas that was when Obama came in office, $1.85 a gallon is now $4 a gallon.
That's true.
And you've got, you know, and you know, this is a continuing thing. Anyway, We have with us.
We have our pet of the week, and with us this morning is Mark Story. As promised, we have, what do you call it? A camper. A camper with a darling Jack Russell Terrier. So good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Let's get all those microphones on now.
Good morning. Okay. Let's try that again. Good Thanks morning. For having us.
So we turn them on, then we turn those. See those little levers over there, Stan? We push those.
Okay,
you go.
It's Friday. I'm not sure if it's been a long week or what, but anyway.
I don't think that was Savannah's fault. That was somebody else's fault.
It was not Savannah's fault. It must have been my fault.
Yeah,
everything else
has
been my
Clearly.
Fault.
So we're really excited about having one of your campers. And who do we have with us
we
this
have
morning?
Jordan. And I will let Jordan talk about Stuart.
Stuart is a Chihuahua Jack Russell Terrier mix. He knows how to sit, lay down, spin in a circle, stand on his hind legs, and speak. He's not adopted yet, and if you want to adopt him, he's up for adoption tomorrow. You can take him home. And he's a very sweet and energetic dog. I think he deserves a loving home.
So is this your first time? Let me jump in here. Is this your first time doing camp?
No, this is my third year.
Third year. So what does it mean for you? Have you ever taken one of the dogs, adopted, just can't stand it? Or have you been strong enough to be able to know that you've prepared it for another home?
I've been strong enough to know that I've prepared it for another home.
So what does Camp Love a Pet mean for you?
It's a nice thing to do for the little dogs.
Aww.
Or, you know, the older ones.
So you've taught your dog to spin around?
Yeah.
So What's his name?
His name is Stuart.
Stuart. Can Stuart do that right now?
Stuart's a show dog.
I can try.
Okay, we can try.
Oh, he's cute. Now, how old do you think he is?
He's a year and 7 months.
It's not this Stuart's fault. Randall Hempling, who's also in the area here, is teasing the dog. So they were both rolling around on the floor a couple minutes ago. All right. So how do we? So this is a great program you got, Mark.
Yeah, Camp Love a Pet's fantastic, and I'm very lucky to be a counselor there. I have so much fun. It's great with kids like Jordan. You know, third time she's teaching me stuff. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. And we have one more session coming up in August. It's full right now. We'll have two more sessions next year in June and in August again. And we do 16 kids and 16 dogs. And in this class, we actually had 15 kids and 15 dogs because one of the kids unfortunately broke their legs. We moved them to the August class. We still want them to do it. And it's amazing to watch them from day one when the dogs really haven't even been on a leash that we know of to now where all of the dogs are walking with a loose leash and most of them have some really cool tricks that they've taught. So graduation is tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. We've adopted out 7 of the dogs out of the 15 so far, which is great. They're all available for adoption now, or the 8 are available for adoption, including Stuart. You can come adopt him this morning, and then you can take him home tomorrow after graduation. And the goal is that the adopters come in, and they see the graduation, they talk to the kids, and then they get the dog at the end. It's really cool.
That's great. Well, Stuart is – what Stuart taught you, Jordan?
That dogs can be very energetic. And
patience?
Yeah, patience.
The dogs teach you patience.
Jordan, how old are you?
I'm 12.
Okay, so you have writing classes in school. Have you ever written about your experience with the dogs?
Yeah, when we write the paragraphs about what we do over the summer, I write about the dog that I trained.
That's excellent.
It's cool.
Do you have do you have a favorite story to share with us?
I guess so. The first year, I got a German Shepherd, very big dog. His name was Gunner, and he got adopted, which I was very happy for him, and that's about it. I was just feeling good that he got adopted.
That's excellent. That's excellent. Jordan, thank you for your commitment.
A question has come in. Is Camp Love a Pet only in Reading, or is it in other cities?
The only one that I'm aware of is ours. I know there's some other camps that are similar to ours, but ours, the Camp Love a Pet is here at Haven.
So here's a good chance to come down and get a great dog.
Okay, he's a keeper, this one.
Yeah.
Stuart.
And last week we had Rue, who was a pity cross, though. And just
also
with that pink nose, and I mean, just absolutely a lovely dog. Yep. And isn't Rue going through the camp?
Rue's going through the camp, and Rue's been adopted.
All right.
And we also have an adoption event starting tomorrow, going through next Saturday, our American flag adoption event, and dog adoptions will be anywhere from $76 to free.
All right, so head on out to Haven Humane tomorrow, 9 o'clock, graduation, get to see the pet. It's been through 2 weeks of training. I mean, the things that you've taught Stuart to do, which is, by the way, he's just a perfect size if you have a smaller home. Are there any, like, idiosyncrasies of things that he's okay with, any kids any age, or what's his animal behavior?
I think he's okay with any age, but he does jump a little bit, so that's...
Isn't it typical of a Jack Russell Terrier? Yeah. They like to jump. So.
Yeah, that would be the
wonderful.
Only thing.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. And again, Haven Humane, give location, numbers, all that good
sure.
stuff.
Sure. Haven Humane is located at 7449 East Side Road. You can call us at 241-1653 or visit us at havenhumane.net.
Super. And remember, July 8th, a Tuesday, is second Tuesday. For and where's it going to be at?
That's going to be July Upper Crust 8th? Pizza. And it's going to be at July 8th, Carl.
On Tuesday.
I don't know how you got that date wrong earlier this week. July 8th. Yes.
At Upper Crust Pizza.
At Upper Crust Pizza, yes. Right.
Well, thank you, Mark Story, and thank you, Jordan, and thank you to the pup that it will be adopted as soon as they get off the air today, I'm sure. I had a girlfriend that was looking just feverishly for a Jack Russell, and if she would have saw that, would have been a no-brainer.
Right. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having us.
All right. We'll be right back. We've got another announcement. Then we've got some, you know, professional poker. We've got the imam of Reading Mosque will be with us today because today is the beginning of Ramadan. And also an update for the final parts of what's happening next week with State of Jefferson after they were dismissed this week in the county of Shasta. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from.
Exciting news is just in from Palomar Builders with the new Heritage Series single-family homes located in Highland Park starting at only $289,800.
Wow!
Highland Park also offers the Evoke Series starting at $326,800. These homes offer stunning views with open floor plans, bigger lots, and energy-efficient heating and air conditioning units by Bryant and Cascade Comfort Service. All Bryant air conditioning units come with Puron refrigerant. Puron is an environmentally sound refrigerant designed not to harm the Earth's ozone layer. Bryant is the leader in HVAC units, and at Cascade Comfort Service, we'll do whatever it takes to provide quality energy savings that set the standard for today's energy-efficient living in your new Highland Park home. With low interest rates and four new models ready for immediate occupancy, your new Highland Park home is built with quality construction, centrally located, and comes with a new home warranty. For more information, contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt of Coldwell Banker at 953-7512.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 7:21 in the morning with Carl Lindebaugh. Good morning.
Good morning. Currently 70 degrees in the downtown studios. How are you on this beautiful Friday, the 27th? We're going to have a partly cloudy day with our temperatures reaching around 88. Isn't that fabulous? Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 62. Now, as we go into our weekend, Saturday's 92, Sunday's a little 100. We reach the triple digits on Sunday, and we get down to Sunday night temperatures in the lows of around 69. Now, the weather and the forecast is brought to you by Shasta Gasprain, where our customers are our friends, locally owned and operated. They give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. And how are you this morning? Honey, are you rested?
I am, because my sleep number setting, I moved to a 40. And so I moved up, and it seems like I'm sleeping better.
You are.
And I am sleeping
better. Like a log.
Yeah, and it's, you know what? It's probably because I'm just totally exhausted. But being able to get into a bed that adjusts to the way I feel is the secret. And how much is a good night's sleep worth to you? Well, for me, it's priceless. But sleep number, when you don't think it's going to get any better. I mean, Sleep Number is Consumer Reports' bed of the year, mattress of the year. Plus, it's made in America. Plus, it's got a guarantee. Plus, you can adjust the settings the way you want it on my side, and Linda can adjust the settings on the way she likes it on her side. They've come up with something called Sleep IQ, and you don't have to do anything except sleep. And this is a system in the bed. It's attached to the pump in the bed.
It's a program.
Yeah, it's a program that tells you how you're sleeping and can make suggestions on how you can adjust your bed settings. So and you can get it over your app. You don't have to do anything, but every day you can get a little readout on how well you sleep. And this is from a company whose whole business is to make your life easier and better by sleeping better. Sleep Number, located in the Target Shopping Center, and over to the left as you drive in there behind the McDonald's is four stores, and Sleep Number is one of them. And I promise you that Brian and Janice will be able to change your life by the way you sleep.
And by the way, my sleep number is 45, and my sleep number setting, and I've been sleeping very well. We have so much going on. Let's go to the phones. Fred, good morning, Fred.
Thanks for waiting, Fred.
Yeah, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Fine. Hey, Fred, tell everybody what you have going on this week.
Okay, starting Sunday, this will be our fourth year of having Camp for Life, which is a combination of Walmart truck drivers and MIAP, and we have all of the children that are either serious or terminally ill, and we take them out to the environmental camp at Whiskeytown Lake, and we give them a week of camping and nature and away from doctors and away from cell phones and away from troubles of their life and just to learn to have a nice camp. And that starts Sunday and goes through Saturday, the 5th.
Yeah, I've been up there before, and you're absolutely right. It's beautiful up there, and it's rustic. And families are up there with their children, and it's just a stream running through there. I mean, and you've got the lake, like you said. It's just beautiful.
Well, and the worst part, the best part is Linda was just talking about the weather. And, last year we were so hot that you didn't even have to put the fish on the frying pan when you caught them because they were roasting themselves. And this year the weather's going to be beautiful, and I think all the way through the 4th, except for Monday and Tuesday with about some 108 temperatures. Other than that, it's beautiful weather this year for everybody.
Yeah, but if you sit out there and you lay in the ocean, that works. So, or lay in the lake, I should say, that works. Now, Fred Slante is the founder of the Missing in America Project, and which has gone nationwide and has done so much. I found it almost sadly amusing, Fred, when I saw something the other day. The big news in the paper was that, after the, what was going on with the Veterans Administration, and it broke that, my gosh, there are veterans' remains that have not been claimed. I don't know if you saw those stories, but I just sat there and I thought, where have these people been for the last 5 years?
But Carl, the problem is still always identification and everything that happens. And even in this case, it's hard to blame the VA because the problem is there's no regulations to any private funeral home or crematorium to report information to the VA. So these people stay there, and the VA will give them a free burial, free service, but not until they're notified. And so you're looking, the VA did a study itself. They looked at every county coroner and medical examiner in the United States, and they found that 75% of them do not check to see if there's a veteran status, and therefore you end up in Los Angeles County with 68 that are still not even cremated, that are still frozen, that they haven't done anything with for years.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, you know, on that one, I wasn't laying that one on the VA because the VA, I know the VA has been helping you with those. But it's just the idea is that people sometimes don't realize that there's groups out there like Missing in America that's gotten, I mean, literally worldwide press coverage and got teams down there, and they acted like it was a huge new thing. I don't know. It's just maybe it's the news.
Well, and actually it's been good because the representative from down there has been in contact with me since that event three or four times, and he's pressing real hard for L.A. County to get on board, and it's simply a matter of their border supervisors doing what's already state law. And, you know, of course, up here, Shasta County, Tehama County, all of our counties, Siskiyou County, have all fell in and do everything exactly the way it's supposed to. It just seems to be a problem in the southern part of the state.
Well, it's just part of the problems we have in the southern part of the state. Now, let's go back again to the camp and hit it one more time. Y'all are taking donations and other ways to help defray any expenses here, Fred?
Well, yes, there's always a way to help to pay expenses, but you know what? What I'd like to see more, Carl, is anybody that has some children that have some problem are welcome to come out to day camp it with us.
Okay.
We provide a cabin and a house for everybody that's on the group, that's on our special kids, but we're not turning anybody away to come out for a day, and they've got stormtroopers coming, we've got horses, we've got the radio control club flying stuff. There's some activities going on all day, beading, artwork, and the there, anybody from the community come out and day camp with us.
Okay, that's great. How do they get a hold of you, Fred?
Well, they can call me at 226-9900, and our website is www.miap.us, and of course there's a place there that if you'd like to help financially, you can click the button and do that as well.
Okay. Fred Salante, founder of the Missing in America Project, but also for helping our children that are going through some tough times right now. Thanks, Fred, for everything you do, you and India and all everybody else out there.
Okay. Thanks, Carl and Linda.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay. Now, we're going to take an early break. Do you have something right there?
Oh, no. I'm just excited about hearing, talking about Randall Hempling's mischievous world. His travels, what a pillar of the community is, all the things that he has been up to, and he's in the studio with us. We look forward to that after this break. KCNR 1460.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Cypress or Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. If you bring in your recent eye exam receipt, we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer and not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for details. Cypress or Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, windows and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear and veterans discounts are our specialty. At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, next to Leslie's Pools, we accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. On the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Any way you want it. It's Friday, June the 27th, 605-4567 is our phone number. It is 7:31 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Orchard Nutrition. Head on down to Cypress Square Shopping Center because that's where Orchard Nutrition is. Nutritionists on the staff, dietitians on the staff, in-store deli, classes on health and good eating. And there's no way that you can't get healthier by going to Orchard Nutrition. You just walking in makes you healthier. Can you believe that? It makes you just smelling the air, the fragrance, it makes you feel better.
I'm going there.
Orchard Nutrition. It's your center for a healthy lifestyle. Give them a call at 244-9141.
Well, welcome back to the show. It's Carl and Linda Bott here in KCNR 1460 on this beautiful Friday, and it's currently 72 degrees. With us this morning, Randall Hempling. Yay!
Hey, good morning.
Where's the bell? Boom, boom, boom.
Okay. Randall is in town like for 2 days, and then he's gone again for weeks. Randall Hempling was the former director. Is that
CEO?
Right?
CEO
of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and has retired. Retired a few months ago.
Yeah, semi-retired.
Semi-retired, yeah. But the company you work for is
Prime Healthcare.
Prime Healthcare. Now, Prime Healthcare is a company that goes and finds hospitals that, or hospitals find them, really,
yeah, right
that
now
are in trouble.
Yeah, yeah. The company's being sought out by a lot of hospitals to help them turn around.
Okay. And so what you're doing essentially right now is going from spot to spot to take a look
at
this.
Yeah, I am. I had told Dr. Reddy that I'd be happy to help if they needed it, and now I'm off to Detroit to help them there with a city, Garden City Hospital outside Detroit. They're hit $16 million in unfunded pension liabilities, these types of things that are dragging a lot of places down, and our company goes in and helps turn them around.
Well, you also are on the board of directors for the Dance One Safe Place.
Yes.
And you're on the board of directors for the Colt 45s.
Yes, in Turtle Bay.
And you also are with this company that privately gets together. It's called Angel Network or something, where you try to help start up businesses.
We did that at part of the Chamber of Commerce. We were doing it. Was
what was the name of that?
Well, it was just a squad of people that would go out and help a business anonymously. You know, they'd say that they were having trouble, they were about to go out of business or something. We would try to help them. Because people don't want to say if they're going out of business, they just go out of business. You know, no one wants to admit that they're having troubles. And there were, in the time frame that we did that, there were about 9 businesses that we worked with. A couple of them did real well. A couple of them are still hanging in there, and a couple of them didn't make it.
Yeah.
You know, that's just the way it goes.
Well, going back to the original train of thought was with these hospitals that are out there that are seeking out help now. Is there more and more of these we're seeing? It's all over the country that they're failing. Is it? And what's the primary reason behind it?
Bad business practice, just straight up bad business practice. If I tell you that I'm going to pay you a dollar for something, and that's all I'm going to pay you, period. And you have to make a choice. You'll either be able to do that for 99 cents so that you can take a penny home, or you'll just say, I just can't do it. And most of the time it's just because you have all this inertia, you've got a big bureaucracy. Most of these failing systems are non-taxpaying or not-for-profit. Most of the ones we bought recently have a religious base. They refuse to admit that the world has turned. There is Obamacare, there is Medicare change, but this has been going on for years and years and years. And now they're running out of resource. And
they're good at taking care of people, not good at taking care of their factory.
None of these hospitals have had major problems with the ability to take care of people. And it's not that they're not caring people. They just don't grasp, as well as others, the business and the change that need to occur.
Obamacare. Big impact on hospitals? What's the largest impact, would you say?
Biggest impact is the forced change in terms of the IT systems. The electronic medical record has been a real burden. It's a boon, but it's a burden as well. Financially, it's actually been a little bit better for hospitals because people have and will continue to have a source of funding. Historically, hospitals were in favor of you can call it Obamacare or whatever, but a major change in the system because all these people coming in and getting all of their care at the emergency room and not having to pay for it because the law requires hospitals to provide that care. Now there is a source of funding, although it's not a great source of funding.
Now, some doctors are being paid less under this, but the insurance companies are doing well.
Well, they are.
And the insurance companies are supposed to be paying the hospitals.
Yeah, they are doing well, but they were the ones that complained the most about the plans because they're required now to actually spend money on health care. Historically, they were not. They were, 30% of every dollar you gave to a health insurance company went to the health insurance company, which compare that to Medicare. Medicare, the overhead for Medicare is 4%, so 96 cents of every dollar for health care in Medicare actually goes to care. The insurance companies now must spend 85 cents of every dollar, and they really didn't like that, having to actually spend money on health care. That's for big organized plans. For individuals, they only have to spend 80 cents, and they're complaining about having to do that. So that other 20 cents goes to overhead. And I'm well aware that their overhead doesn't have to be that high. And the reason I know that is because I'm a commissioner appointed by Shasta County to Partnership Health Plan, mm-hmm. which is the Medicaid or Medi-Cal managed care plan for this area.
Mm-hmm.
For Dave Kehoe, by the way, gets a big shout out for that because he was one of the prime generators to get this thing going, get us going up here. The overhead for that is 3.52%. I mean, you just have to think about that. When the insurance companies are complaining about having to spend 80 cents, we at the health plan are spending 96.5%.
Is the health plan government funded?
Yeah, it's the old Medi-Cal. It's
Medi-Cal, but and the insurance companies are privately owned corporations, then, right?
Privately,
whose job is to make some kind of profit?
Blue Shield's not for profit,
but you're
they still, don't pay but, taxes. The point is they don't pay taxes,
but they're still getting that 80% and 85%
uh-huh.
too.
Yeah, so where's the money going? It goes to
nonprofits go to salaries.
Big salaries.
Yeah,
lots of them.
All right, so if it's a not for profit, yeah, I can understand. But if it's for a profit, I mean,
they still have to turn a bottom line. Yeah,
they have to turn a bottom line.
Yeah, it's like hospitals. We have to do well to do good, as we say.
Yeah, I mean, if you didn't make if you weren't making money, you'd be shut down.
Absolutely.
And you've got another hospital in town. It's a not for profit,
right?
And I mean, they're still open, but I don't know if they're losing or making or whatever.
They make money here.
Mercy, yeah,
yeah. But they're part of a system right now that is not.
Okay. All right. Okay, this is really interesting to see what's going on, as far as the hospitals and like that, especially the 85%. See, I have no problem, frankly, myself, if I have a business and I make a 15% profit. or 15%. 85% has got to go to the health care. So the other 15%, does that pay then for buildings and your retirement plans, and all those things? Everything, the other 15% does.
Yeah, but Medicare does it for 4%, and we do it for Medi-Cal in this area.
When we say Medicare, though, Medicare is a government agency, right?
That's right, but they have to account for their monies separately, and 4% of it goes for that, for the bureaucracy. That's the salaries, that's the buildings, that's the overhead. 4% goes for that. The rest of it goes to direct payment for health care, even with all their cumbersome systems. Same thing in Medi-Cal, the way we're running it up here now. Yeah, there's a lot of money in there.
David Kehoe did that, helped with
David
that?
David Kehoe was on the committee. We've been meeting for years, and it was one of the guys that Shasta County was the linchpin for it to put.
Well, good for David Kehoe. Then.
Yeah, David and the county.
Shout out to David.
The county supervisors here as a group said, let's do this, and then we got the other counties to support that based on the trust of Shasta County, and then we pulled it together, pulled seven counties together and pulled them out of the state system and made them what's called a county organized health system, and it has worked marvelously. I'm very proud to be part of that.
Okay. Now, one of the other reasons we called you in today, and we are going to take an early break on this one, but is since you retired, I didn't realize this about you till one night we were I think we were at some soiree and you mentioned it to me that you're a professional poker player.
I was, yeah.
You were a professional poker player.
You were a dealer, right? Yeah, back in 2000, I was when I had worked for Tenet Healthcare, the same company that owned Shasta Regional at one time, and we parted ways, and I had what's called a non-compete. But I'm living in Las Vegas, and I was single. I had a grand prize at the end of this deal, who happens to be my wife. But,
I like that.
Yeah, but
it must have been a great. How much was bet that night?
Yeah, well, not much, that's the biggest prize.
Did you cover that bet?
That's the biggest prize I've ever won.
You were all in, huh?
Yeah. I decided I would go to dealer school, and then I got asked to by one of the casino groups down there to come play in their poker room, and they would pay me to actually play.
Wow.
With my own money. I had to play with my own money and had to do that, which was fine, but I ended up just dealing most of the time and helping run the poker room. So I learned a lot about the poker industry back in 2000, 2001.
Oh, that would have been a good time.
Yeah, that was just before what we call the boom.
Yeah.
When everything took off. It went on television and the internet and all of these things. And before then, I would mention that I played poker and people go, oh, you know, one of those sorts. And then after the big boom and
the celebrity
stuff and all the big guys, right. Matt Damon and all these people started playing in the games.
Made it a cool thing.
Yeah, it was kind of like rock star status if you ever got, you know, on television with that
stuff. Well, I work Vegas and I remember that the poker rooms were kind of, you know, they're in the back of the casino. Yeah. They were cool. They were small. And families would go, husband and wives would go and just play for hours, hours and hours and hours.
It's a little different now. They're first class places now. Mm-hmm.
I think of you with your hair slicked back and you're standing in front of the table and you're dealing and at the end you put your hands up, show, hey, I got nothing here, nothing there.
Yeah, but do that. But except you're sitting. That's the one advantage of being a poker dealer. You sit.
Well, we are going to have to take a break here, but Randall, quickly, what is the longest game you played?
Longest game?
The longest that you've been at the table to play.
Oh, my. Probably 20 hours in a tournament. Yeah.
That's what we want to come back with. KCNR 1460. We have tickets to give away for the Colt 45s after this break.
Well, this is Carl and Linda Bott. We want to extend an invitation to join us for a very special event, a Salute to the Veterans cruise to the British Isles. You're invited to join Linda and I for this very special cruise.
August 15th, 2014, with a special emphasis for veterans, family, and friends who join us.
With a special tour of Normandy beaches and the landing spots for D-Day, the military tattoo in Edinburgh, and a special visit over to Ireland.
Hi, this is Alice at Avanti Travel. My husband Bob and I will be on the cruise too. We're so excited and anxious for you to join us. We'll have special events on the cruise like cocktail parties, group photos, military history presentations, and much, much more. So call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 for more information. All our gals are just waiting to hear from you. This is a very special cruise where we honor our veterans. Everyone is invited. So give us a call right away.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palo Cedro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again, in Palo Cedro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Exciting news is just in from Palomar Builders with the new Heritage Series single-family homes located in Highland Park starting at only $289,800.
Wow!
Highland Park also offers the Evoke Series starting at $326,800. These homes offer stunning views with open floor plans, bigger lots, and energy-efficient heating and air conditioning units by Bryant and Cascade Comfort Service. All Bryant air conditioning units come with Puron refrigerant. Puron is an environmentally sound refrigerant designed not to harm the Earth's ozone layer. Bryant is the leader in HVAC units, and at Cascade Comfort Service, we'll do whatever it takes to provide quality energy savings that set the standard for today's energy-efficient living in your new Highland Park home. With low interest rates and four new models ready for immediate occupancy, your new Highland Park home is built with quality construction, centrally located, and comes with a new home warranty. For more information, contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt of Coldwell Banker at 953-7512.
My clever agent.
Woo!
He worked out this deal.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl, Linda, and Dino. And Randall Hemplin is with us today. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, estate jewelry like you can't believe. Any type of gem that you want or possibly could want is there at Four Winds Jewelry, plus the only trained watch repairman in the whole area. All of this at Four Winds Jewelry, great prices and a great attitude down there with Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sierra Gibbs.
All right, we've got tickets to give away for the Colt 45s. Now, these tickets are good for any game, but we want to tell you about 4th of July. How much fun can you get any better than being All-American than to go to the Colt 45s game here in Reading and then take your blankets after the game and sit in the field and watch the fireworks? Oh, my word. We have four tickets to give away right now, 605-4567. Love to have you be part of the Colt 45 Summer Baseball Series. So give us a call, and you've got these tickets.
Okay, Randall Hemplin is our guest. Randall was the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, retired, and then is still helping out as a consultant.
But yeah, more or less.
Yeah, and so but we were talking the other day, and we talked about you being into poker, professional poker, and that you just got back from the World Series of Poker Masters tournament.
Yeah, it's the senior. It's good.
Seniors.
It's the seniors event at the World Series.
And the seniors is because?
Well, you have to be 50 years old. So you don't have to, all these young fellows you see on television with their hoodies and mm-hmm. the dark glasses, you don't get that. You you get a lot of mature people.
With hoodies and dark glasses.
Yeah, with hoodies and dark glasses, yeah. But it's a more benign group, but it's still serious because the prize money is pretty good. It costs $1,000 to enter.
And that's
what,
not bad.
And what would be the winning if you won?
First prize was like $680,000.
Oh, so that's a good payday.
Yeah. And I got close enough to somewhere in the very close quarters I was in, somebody got that money.
Wow.
Before I got knocked out, but I went fairly deep.
But people don't realize, and this is something that you're going to ask about. I mean, you asked the length of it. What's your typical day?
Well, in this particular tournament, we start at 10 o'clock in the morning and finish at midnight. And the fun part of it, there were 4,425 people, and you have to imagine a sea of poker tables. That's about 450 poker tables, all with the chips clattering and these things, in this in this large at the Rio. And the fun part, because we're all over 50, is every 2 hours there's a break. And there is no way they have enough restrooms to manage that. So you have all of us old guys with small bladders, and it's just I mean, it's a dash to get out there.
Enlarged prostates.
Oh, it can get ugly. It can really get ugly.
I'll give you $10,000 for your spot in the line.
That's right. Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't have portable potties outside.
They did. They put them outside. Okay. They had them outside, but you had to walk through the smokers to get there, because the smokers had to go outside.
Isn't that just things have changed?
Yeah, yeah. It's just, you know, I 3 years ago, I brought a catheter from the hospital when I went to it, and I had a catheter bag, and everybody was going off. And I said,
"Are
I
you
got
kidding?"
I didn't use it, but I just showed them at the table. I said, "This is my prep kit for this tournament." But that started at 10 in the morning, and we finished at midnight, and that for the first day. And there are different levels. And then the next day, we started at 11, and I got knocked out at 7 o'clock in the evening, and this was on a Saturday night, and I went immediately to my hotel room and went to bed.
Now,
on a Saturday night in Las Vegas, 8 o'clock at night, I'm in bed.
Well, heck yeah. I mean, that was a lot of mental, I'm sure, a lot of mental work.
That's the beauty of poker, and that's why it's not considered. It has an issue of fortune and gambling, if you want to call it that. But it's defined as a game of skill. The courts have upheld it as a game of skill. The reason that you can say that is you consistently see the same guys winning these things. And you can't, if it's a coin flip and it were all luck, that wouldn't be that way. It's a very intense game that you have to pay a lot of attention. There are a lot of life lessons to it. There are a lot of stock people that have written books about the comparison of poker and stock trading. You have to have patience. You have to have endurance. You have to, you know, you have to focus. You have to know the math. You have to do a lot of different things.
Psychology.
The psychology of it, everything that goes into it, and it is mentally exhausting to sit there for that long and pay attention to everything that's going on around you in that particular game.
So it's like almost a sport.
It's a game, like chess. I'm glad you brought that up. It's like chess, but in chess, all the information is known. You look at the board. You see where your opponent's pieces are. You know what they're capable of. You have all of the information in front of you. Think of chess with a quarter of the board blanked out, because you don't know what pieces they have. You don't know what cards they have. You have to infer from their actions exactly where they are, and then you have to put ranges on it. You have to think constantly to figure this thing out. It is a proven Alzheimer's, if there is such a thing, preventative. It helps. We have a fellow that we play with regularly here in town, who's 92 years old, is one of the sharpest poker players around.
Wow.
And he's astute, acute, his knowledge of the game, his ability to act, and that's one of the things that he does, and he'll tell
you. Keeps his brain fresh. Well, Randall, one of the things I'd like to share with our listeners is that, of course, your passion, this is a total passion for you, and an expertise, but you have taken some of your winnings, and I'd like to share with our listeners that, you know, you've taken... If you've had good fortune with your game, you've given some of your winnings to charities.
I give most of it, yeah. Came back, first thing from this, I gave $2,000 to One Safe Place for the capital campaign that's so very important to all of us in the community. And obviously, and I've given to Turtle Bay, and I give to my church. But most of it, I do pay a 10% fee off the top that goes to Barbara, my wife.
It's called tithing.
Yes,
to
I have to tie it to Barbara, and that's her that's her bling money, and that's for, you know. But that's kind of
a deity in the house. I understand that.
The fee that I pay to be allowed to do
the
this.
The goddess in our house.
Now, does she go with you to Vegas, or does she just say
she
you
has,
do your thing?
Okay. She has, but on this last trip, she didn't. Because it was an 8-day trip, since I was retired, I could go do that. Because you can't plan anything if you're in a poker tournament. You know, I could have gotten knocked out 3 p.m. We could have made dinner plans. But if I'm still there at midnight, nothing for her. I mean, she could do things, but, you know.
When you sit there, one of the things, you and I discussed this a little while the other day, and you said one of the things is you can do everything right, and the person you're playing against can do everything wrong.
They can still win. But so long as I'm doing everything what I perceive to be right, and I keep notes, and I have logs, you know, and I keep mental notes of everything that's going on. If I feel like I played well, it's like when I got knocked out of the tournament, I played well. I don't recall making a single critical error during the whole time. I didn't get the right cards in the right time to be able to make the moves that I perhaps wanted to make. And I played as good as I can play during that period of time. And a few years ago, the same thing happened. I got knocked out early. And I played for that short period of time that I was in there. I played perfect poker, but the fortunes knocked me out. But I still felt good. Where you don't feel good is where you make a mistake, a mental error that you should have avoided, or you didn't calculate the odds correctly and you did something silly.
So, yeah. Randall, how many women, you said that you had 4,000 people there, 4,000 so many hundred of people that played in this particular
tournament? About 10% were women.
10% were women.
Yeah.
And was the winner a man or a woman?
It was a man this year. Last year it was a woman.
Okay.
They've had this event for about 12 years. It's been won twice by women. So it's poker's a for everybody kind of game, young, old. It's kind of like golf and other things that you can play.
You see online poker everywhere, and you can't you can't spend money on it because they made that illegal.
Internationally they can,
but it teaches you how to play Texas Hold'em.
Yeah, Hold'em and some other games.
And some other games, and is that a good way to learn?
That's the way most of the young people have learned, is doing it online, because you can play thousands of hands. And you can play in 20 games at the same time online. You really can. But if you're sitting at what we call a brick and mortar poker room, you're only going to see about 30 hands an hour. So it's my lifetime of experience equates to maybe 4 or 5 months experience for some of these young people that are on the computers.
Now you give classes. Is this correct?
Well, I did. We have two of our Rotary clubs here in town that I'm a member. I'm Reading East Rotary, and West and East have a competition every year, half for the last 3 years that I host. And I teach them lessons. I talk to both groups about how to play basically in a tournament. And they have a really good time. And that money goes to charity. I mean, that all goes back to the Rotary clubs.
So is it a poker tournament for
It's a poker tournament, yeah.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, it's sponsored by the casino club. It's nice enough to sponsor it and let us use the place on a Saturday morning and the dealers and everything. Mm-hmm. And
do you go down to the poker club when you feel like you just need to brush up on your Shakespeare, if you know what I mean, and go down there and just show up at 10 o'clock on a Saturday morning?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. If there's a game going, yeah, I'll do that. Yeah, those are cash games. I like to play in tournaments, but the cash games are...
Keep you fresh.
Well, yeah, it's a different game, though.
And there's a different thing, too. You've got tournament games and you've got cash games.
Yeah, there's a big difference.
What's the difference?
The big difference is in a cash game, you can gamble, if you will. You can make a decision to do the wrong thing and lose your money and just reach in your pocket and pull out more money. In a tournament, you do that, you're out.
Yeah.
So it's life or death. It's in a tournament. You make a critical error in a tournament, you're toast. In a cash game... Not so much. I mean, if you make those critical errors a lot, you go broke. So you really have to manage your money well in the cash game.
Can is somebody that's good at poker, let's say as good as you?
I'm not that good. I've got a history.
Tenacious.
You've got tenacity, exactly. Well,
can they make,
I choose to make
a living off it?
Yeah. Yeah, you can. Okay. But it's what's called a grind to do that. Yeah, there are a lot of professional poker players. And I like to go to Las Vegas and play against them simply to... It keeps your edge going, and we do all right. The people up here are very good poker players in this community, and a large group of them went down to the World Series and it did quite well this year.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, that's something I'd like to
that's an insight
something
we don't know about. That's cool.
I'd like to get a little bit better than that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's great.
So, okay, our guest has been Randall Hembling, who was the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center and is also now as a consultant with the company
Wood Prime,
yeah. and doing so much for our community. You've been involved in so many things, and are still involved in so many things.
Barbara and I love this town. We really do. We wanted to be here, and we're very proud to be here. And no matter what the newspaper or anybody else says about it, this is the best place that I have ever lived.
Isn't that wonderful? We feel the same way.
We're living out our lives here.
We are too. Kindred spirits here.
Yeah.
And we'll see you tomorrow night at Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And we're almost sold out.
Almost sold out, yeah.
Yeah, speaking of Dancing with the Stars, this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers, and one of the people dancing is Sharon Clark. Check out the website at readinghomehelpers.com. Every one of her caregivers are background checked, drug screened, bonded, and insured. And Sharon puts it out for the community. And I tell you what, she is really putting it
get out for the this Dance with the Stars. She is going full bore. She is out there to win. And it's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow night. But give her a call at 226-8350 for a free in-home consultation. But it's just the kind of lady she is that she has this business. She has worked, made this, and this is her 10th anniversary for Home Helpers. And she's taken all this time and effort to put back into our community. Now, when we come back after the break, we have the imam here of the for the Muslim community here in Reading. We're going to talk about Ramadan, and since tomorrow is the beginning of Ramadan.
What is Ramadan? Let's talk about
that's what we're going to talk about.
Get educated on Ramadan on that, for all the people who don't know.
And talk a little bit about the Muslim community right here in the city of Reading. And after that, we're going to be talking about the latest on and the for next week and everything that's going on with the state of Jefferson before we finish out for the weekend. So thanks a lot, Randall, for being here.
Hey, you're welcome.
All right. We'll be right back after these messages.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
In news, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Remembering the 19 hotshot firefighters who perished a year ago, friends and family showing up in Prescott, Arizona. Remembering those like Danny Parker's son, Wade, who was among those who perished.
Those guys that were on the crew were like brothers to my son. And so, you know, some of them were like sons to me.
And now all of the items and the mementos that thoughtful people left in the weeks after the tragedy are now being displayed in a virtual museum. Also at SRNews.com, for the United States, there is life after the group of death in World Cup competitions. The Americans advancing to the knockout stage of the World Cup, despite yesterday's 1-0 loss to Germany. Good news for this fan, Jay Pecola.
Who's disappointed in the loss, but very happy they're going through. That'll be exciting. And they can beat Belgium.
And Belgium warmed up for next Tuesday's game against the U.S. by downing South Korea 1-0 to win the Group H competition. Strong jobs growth lifted the U.S. consumer confidence this month. More from SRN's Jeremy House.
The University of Michigan says its index of consumer sentiment rose slightly to 82.5 in June from 81.9 last month. June's figure is still below April's reading of 84.1, which had been the highest in nearly a year. The reading suggests consumers shrugged off the economy's first quarter contraction. However, better confidence hasn't yet translated into more consumer spending.
That is SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Some good news in Alaska for tourists who've been stranded in Denali National Park as a result of some flooding there that had kept people trapped in some of the lodges as the lone road into and out of that area had been washed out. Meanwhile, in parts of the Midwest as well, there's been some flooding, and there could be a little more on the way.
That's all associated with heavy rainfall we had that it's kind of like Monday through Thursday.
That's Mike Reisinger at the National Weather Service, and this is SRN News.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicki said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery, N629. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
The U.S. Supreme Court has clamped down on the president's power to make recess appointments, saying he must do so in accordance with existing laws, as SRN's Wally Hines reports.
In a unanimous decision, the court ruled the president's 2012 recess appointments to the National Labor Relations Board were illegal because the Senate wasn't in a formal recess. The White House had argued that the Senate's pro forma sessions that were held every 3 days were a sham designed to prevent recess appointments. Writing for the majority, Justice Stephen Breyer argued that a congressional break has to be at least 10 days to be considered a recess under the Constitution.
And that is SRN's Wally Hines reporting. Looking to the financial markets, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is struggling in early trading, coming off a 21-point loss yesterday. And right now in early trading, it's been holding down just about 25 points into the negative territory. The S&P 500 also off, and the high-tech NASDAQ up by just about 2 points. This is SRN News. Police say a 12-year-old Detroit boy who went missing for a dozen days before turning up in his own basement is out of the hospital but has not been allowed to see his father and stepmother, Detroit Police Sergeant Mike Woody.
Some of the evidence that we had collected had blood on it, so it led to the idea that there may be some type of abuse going on in the home. So in these types of cases, we always separate the children and the parents.
According to Detroit police, Charles Bothuel V was evaluated by doctors on Wednesday night after he was found in a shared utility and storage area of the condo where his father lived. Not up for regular soccer? Try foot golf, like this girl in Salem Township, Michigan.
I'd never heard of it before, and I thought it was like really different, but it was really fun because, you know, my parents play golf and I play soccer.
Players tee off by kicking a soccer ball from the tee box. They then follow the basic rules of golf, advancing the ball until it drops into an oversized hole. More details.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindabad. It's Friday, June the 27th. Good morning, 8:06 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, honey.
Good morning, and it's 71 degrees in the downtown studios. Look at those clouds. Wow, it's fantastic. Partly sunny today with temperatures around 88. Enjoy that weather because we get into the triple digits. Coming Sunday, we'll have over 100 degrees. It will be mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 62. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show, get ready, is by Tobacco and Brew, located at Hilltop Drive. It's your place for great coffee, Espresso Joe's. When you go inside, they make specialty coffees to your liking, as well as having the best deal in town for coffee beans and tea. They also have wine and all kinds of wonderful things and a good walk-in humidor. But more, the best thing of the entire situation is Joe and Shelley have been supporters of the veteran community, and they do so much in our community as a whole on so many levels. That's Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop Drive, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
All right, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor and Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Linda and Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages remain mixed after an hour and a half of trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 13 points, 16,832. The S&P 500 is down fractionally at 1956. And the NASDAQ Composite is up 6 points, 4,385. Active stocks this morning, Ford up 7 cents at 1727. Pfizer down 3 cents at 29.56. Verizon off 23 cents, trading at 48.98 per share. For local stocks of interest, Best Buy at 41 cents at 30.72. Target positive 20 cents at $58.07. Bank of Commerce flat, trading at $6.30. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is price yield 2.51%. And for commodities, gold is up $2 an ounce at $1,319, silver up a penny at $21, and crude oil off 22 cents, trading at $105 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 in the morning, offering you advice on how you can be one of those few people that can actually save every month and can actually make more money than you need to live day to day. That's right. And they are the ones that can give you the advice on how to do that. But to do that, you have to talk to them. And how do you talk to them? You give them a call at 243-7561, 243-7561 for any questions on investments in the path to financial freedom. After you give them a call, set up an appointment, head on down to Park Marina Drive to their offices. Wells Fargo Advisors. It's 8:09 in the morning. Carl Lindabot on Friday, June the 27th. And our guest today, because today is kind of a significant day for, hundreds of millions of people in the world. And our guest is Imam Abu Bakr Saladin.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And Abu, you are the imam of the mosque here in Reading.
Yes, the imam of the Islamic Center here in Reading.
Okay, and let's talk about you first of all. As we were talking a little bit earlier, you converted to
Islam in 1968.
And that was after you'd spent a few years in the Army.
Yeah, that was I went in the Army in 1964 and got out in 1967.
And you spent what, a year over in Vietnam?
I spent 13 months over in Vietnam.
No, I didn't spend 12 months. I spent 13 months in Vietnam. You know, people don't understand. People, oh, you spent a year. No, I spent 13 months because.
Yeah, 13 months and wounded three times, so.
Well, thank you so much for your service.
Wow.
And as we were talking about, a lot of you know, soldiers and Marines that had enlisted in Vietnam really wasn't on their scope at that point.
No, Vietnam was not on my scope at that time. I had joined. I was going to make a career out of it for economical reasons also and educational reasons. You know, I was only 17, so.
Sure.
And travel the world, you know, I had all these big old plans.
We all do when we enlist. Yeah, we're going to travel the world.
Yeah, they tricked me.
But you did get to travel the world.
I did get to travel the world.
You just didn't know is when you got there, people were going to try and kill you.
Yeah,
you
I didn't. You know, I went from, I did because I went to Japan and Vietnam and then. Alaska and Hawaii, but those all in transit.
Yeah. We were there in time enough to get a Pepsi Cola.
Pepsi Cola.
And then get back on the plane.
And get back on.
Well, and then you converted to Islam.
Islam in 1968.
Now, when you were in Vietnam, did you know anything about Islam, being Islamic, or what brought you to?
No, I didn't know anything about Islam at the time. At that time, in fact, the only thing I knew about the picture I had of Arabs and everything was Alibaba and the 40 thieves and having harems and a whole lot of wives.
Things you saw on TV and movies.
Things that I saw in the movies. So that was basically what I knew at that time of Islam or the Arab religion of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
There was the little joke about, how the Muslim plays say salami, 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 and all that stuff, those type of things. That's all I knew about the religion at that time.
Well, what brought you then into the religion?
Well, it's a long story, but to make things kind of short, I left San Diego, California to go stay with my mother when I was like 12 and 11 or just about 12. And she had went down to Jacksonville, North Carolina.
Jacksonville, Campus Inn.
Yes, with her girlfriend. So, this was back in the 50s. So I had never experienced segregation before. In my little short time period of life. And, it was like a whole new world to me. Like, blacks lived on this side of the track and whites lived on this side of the track. And you couldn't go here, you couldn't go there. And
couldn't drink out of this faucet.
You couldn't drink out of that faucet. And you had to either stand up against the wall or step on the streets when whites were coming down the street, And so, all that was
alive and well.
People, alive.
People don't realize that, because I lived also down in the South at various times there, that when you saw these things. But we lived also in different places where it was totally integrated and going down, it was segregated. It was, I didn't understand it either when I saw the water fountains or the bathrooms marked certain ways.
Or buses.
Yeah, you just didn't notice that. So I imagine that must have been.
Oh, man.
Unless you've seen that.
Really got me was like the New River ran through Jacksonville, North Carolina.
Yeah.
The New River. Well, blacks couldn't be in the river at the same time Caucasian kids could. if the black children, if the African American children were already swimming in the river, and the Caucasians came down, then the African American children had to get out of the water because they couldn't be in the water at the same time.
Wow,
you know, and
that kind of set kind of started the
the ball rolling because the little white kids came down there and everybody got out and they looked at me and my brothers and stuff. We were still swimming around. It was one. Wonder what was wrong with them. They put their hands on their hips. You niggas are still in the water? And that's, and me and my, you know, coming from California and San Diego, that was them was fighting words.
Yeah.
And so we came out of the river and put them on them little kids. They get ran home with a little bloody nose and stuff and things, and we're looking around all the kids from Jacksonville, North Carolina.
They're already gone. They were gone at that point.
Wow.
So by the time we got back to the house, I guess you would say a little posse or something from the women came up and told my mother that we was gonna call some colored people down there to get hurt. Mm. And that the Caucasian people across the track was planning to come over there and lynch us all for the thing that happened at the river. So my mother called my aunt, and my aunt tried to rush us out of there. But before she can get us all out, the sheriff came in. They put me under arrest.
And how old
at 12 years old.
12, yeah. They put me in jail.
See, but we
and
don't.
To this day, I don't even know the reason why I was put in jail or anything, but I went from the jail into a detention home.
Yeah, juvenile home.
And then from a detention home to Morrison Training School, and I stayed there for a whole year by myself down there in North Carolina.
Wow. Okay.
So
that was kind of like the entry into
and then,
it. Yeah.
Then when I joined the Army,
we got to take a quick break here. So when we come back,
this is the real stuff here.
We want to come back and finish up on that, but we want to also talk about Ramadan.
Yes,
And the importance of that.
It's
and then
very
this
important.
Is not this is not the only time that Abu is going to be on. We need to come back and revisit this on several other occasions.
Yes,
we'll be right back. Carl Linda Bott, our guest is Imam Abu Abaka Saladin, who heads up the Islamic Center here in Reading.
Hey, not sure if you noticed this or not, but our city's population is changing. Thousands of violent felons have been released into our streets, and the time is now to learn how to protect yourself against assault and other life-threatening, forcible crimes. When you choose a firearms instruction company, demand the best NRA-certified instruction in the region. Demand NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Professional instructors can make the difference between a positive training experience and, well, one that you're not so sure about. 999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Exciting news is just in from Palomar Builders with the new Heritage Series single-family homes located in Highland Park starting at only $289,800.
Wow!
Highland Park also offers the Evoke Series starting at $326,800. These homes offer stunning views with open floor plans, bigger lots, and energy-efficient heating and air conditioning units by Bryant and Cascade Comfort Service. All Bryant air conditioning units come with Puron refrigerant. Puron is an environmentally sound refrigerant designed not to harm the Earth's ozone layer. Bryant is the leader in HVAC units, and at Cascade Comfort Service, we'll do whatever it takes to provide quality energy savings that set the standard for today's energy-efficient living in your new Highland Park home. With low interest rates and four new models ready for immediate occupancy, your new Highland Park home is built with quality construction, centrally located, and comes with a new home warranty. For more information, contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt of Coldwell Banker at 953-7512.
Hey, this is your pipe talking.
Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your barefoot plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
Yeah, good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. It's Friday.
This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. It's hot. It's going to be 108 on Monday. Here's the number that you're going to need to call if something goes wrong. 221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. If it's an emergency, they work 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They are great people. They take care of our heating and cooling systems. Our guest is Abu Abaka Saladim, who is the imam here of the mosque, but Islamic Center of Reading. Thank you very much, Abu. You know, I'm sitting over there. Okay, we talked a little bit about what brought up, but your final conversion.
Short. Is that what happened was in a. When I went through basic training and everything, I wound up stationed at Fort Benning, Georgia.
Okay.
And that was in the 60s. So
another hotbed of liberalism.
Basically the same thing, right. You know. So then the little trip to Vietnam, Okinawa, then to Vietnam. When I came back from Vietnam, once again, I was stationed at Fort Benning, Georgia. So I'm checking around and everything. I found that Islam itself was a religion that didn't teach any. It didn't have any segregation in it. Everybody was equal, and God says that the only one most favored in His eyes, in God's eyes, is He is most righteous, and so that.
That started.
That worked for you.
That worked for me. That besides, you know, I had joined initially the Nation of Islam at that time, and then in 1975 when the Honorable Elijah Muhammad passed away and his son Wallace D. Muhammad took over, and then I made that conversion too.
Okay, Abu. When we start, we talk about Ramadan. What exactly is Ramadan?
Well, Ramadan literally it means heat. The heat that you from the hunger pain, the thirst, and everything that you feel in your stomach.
Because you fast from
sun up to sundown. You fast during the daylight hours. Ramadan would be equivalent to spring cleaning.
Okay.
Yeah. It is spring cleaning of the body and the soul. During Ramadan, you increase your prayers, your reading, your studying, and you make an attempt to get closer to God. Okay? And then during Ramadan, we all have our own little idiosyncrasies, so you try to get rid of them.
Maybe some weaknesses.
Some bad habits, or whatever you may have that's negative that prevent you from growing as a human being, growing along the arrogance, whatever it may be. That it is attachment that you try to get rid of them. Being realistic about it, you never get rid of them all, but you make an attempt to get, especially the big ones. Mm-hmm. You know, especially the big ones.
It gives you 30 days to think about it and pray.
You
need
30 days to think about it. And you think about the discipline or the discipline. You know, if you can stay away from food and drink, those things that are permissible for you, sex and all that stuff that is permissible for you during the daylight hours, just think about how easy it would be for you to stay away from those things that are wrong,
yeah,
that are harmful, and for you to actually feel the full effect of Ramadan. You shouldn't eat enough in the morning to last you. Eat enough and drink enough in the morning to last you all day.
You should do that.
You shouldn't.
Oh, you shouldn't do that. No. So this is okay. So you really want to get some hunger going
because it is not the going without food or drink that reaches God. It's your righteousness, your piety, how well you follow, and how well obedient you were. And also, it makes you you feel the hunger pains and the thirst pains. So it's to make you even more charitable. Next time you see somebody that's hungry, then you're more apt to give them because you know how it feels to be hungry. You know, and so then at night when you break the fast, it's not just you should not eat enough. That's going to last you till the morning, because that way you don't feel any of the effects of what Ramadan is for. But God says that everything else that man does is for man, but fasting is for him. And we find that fasting during the month of Ramadan is also one of the pillars of the Islamic belief. So it is like a house spring cleaning. For the body and soul, you know.
No, I understand that.
You spend it getting rid of those things that are negative, and also it has its medicinal points. And you know, you're cleaning your body out of all those toxins and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And you know, in fact, about the third or fourth day of fasting, you should start feeling the brain that should start
getting better, huh?
Yeah, start yeah. You should see
clarity.
Yeah. Start seeing, you know.
Now, did you start today or is it tomorrow morning you start?
That's the point that some people will be starting tonight. Mm-hmm. They start tonight with Tashahud prayer. They stay up and do the prayer tonight and start fasting tomorrow.
Okay.
Or some people will do the Tashahud prayer Saturday and start fasting Sunday.
All right.
So,
but it's starting this weekend, though.
Yeah, it's definitely starting this weekend.
Okay. So and how many hundreds of millions of people are going to be doing this?
Oh, millions of people.
Yeah. Throughout the world.
Throughout the world. Ramadan is obligatory for every healthy Muslim that can observe Ramadan. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be like, say, for your sick and elderly,
mm-hmm.
and for your little children,
right?
And also maybe the pregnant mother, you know, going through those things. So. If you cannot observe, the fast because of physical reasons, then you have to feed somebody those days.
Okay.
Yes.
Now here in Reading now. So your group here is interdisciplinary and non-denominational for all Muslims.
Yes.
And whether Shia, Sunni, any of us are all welcome.
Yes.
Here. And that's an
non-Muslim and everything.
Right. Everybody can come there.
Yes.
Christian, Muslim, everybody.
It don't make no difference. You know, when you come, come with the attitude and everything and the behavior of wanting to the worship God. I mean, don't come and be disruptive and call the one that calls a problem or, you know, that type of thing. Come in a peaceful way. And a lot of non-Muslims come not to actually perform worship, but also to find out about the religion and what's being taught.
Right. Well, we want to have you back on during this month. Mm-hmm. Well, and other times too, Abu. So you can we can talk about the religion and talk about the differences between the different aspects because of the fighting that you see going on between Sunnis and Shias. I mean, I've lived, you were in Vietnam. I've lived in the Middle East for the last 20 years.
You know.
And I'm not sure. I need to talk to you about that.
You know what? People need to, especially Muslims in the Far East, they should read, say God says in the Quran, if it was his will to make everybody believe the same, to look the same, do everything, then he would. But he created everybody different, and different tribes and nations and spread us all over the earth so that when we came in contact with one another, we would learn from one another and not despise one another. What we see going on in the East is people killing people because they want everybody to believe the way they believe. And that's not what God says.
You know, let's finish on that today. The beginning of Ramadan, that's a great quote. You know, it's not the way it's supposed to be. We're supposed to have patience and understanding and the belief in God and in each other. Abu, thank you so much here, the Imam here, Abu Abaka Saladin. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing with us today. And we want to have you back on many more times now.
No problem.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Attention experienced caregivers or those with an interest in working with the elderly. Home Helpers is currently hiring compassionate caregivers. We work with elderly clients in their homes. All our services are non-medical, so past experience is helpful but not necessary. At Home Helpers, we value our caregivers and have many incentives. If you have retired and have 10 to 20 hours a week or are looking to make a job change, why not work with seniors and allow them the independence to remain at home? Our services include light housekeeping, transportation, preparing meals, medication reminders, and companionship. Schedules are available weekdays, evenings, weekends, and overnights. All applicants must pass a criminal background check and DMV screening. If you feel called to help seniors and are committed to providing a safe and wonderful experience for our clients, Home Helpers is interested in you. Please visit our website at homehelpers.cc or call 226-8350 for more information. Home Helpers is committed to helping all seniors age at home. Home Helpers, there is no place like home.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're usually too busy taking care of our patients to boast about our accomplishments. But when you're the only hospital in the North State ranked as a 100 top hospital in the nation 2 years in a row, and your emergency department is the only one in the region recognized as the certified chest pain center, well, it was hard to keep our pride from showing. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You don't have to be the biggest to be the best.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs, in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Oh, Billy, tell me about it.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with my sweetie Linda.
I'll tell you, that was a great
myself,
concert.
And then Savannah.
Billy Joel.
Yeah.
Billy Joel in concert.
Billy Joel in concert. Who's Billy Joel?
And Elton John together.
Together.
That was
a couple.
I didn't realize how much I was going to cry during that concert because it was in Nashville some time back. And what was really cool about it is that I you know, when you think about how music has been, it's like a fabric in your life. You don't realize that it sounds trite, but it's a fabric of your being. And how many things come to conjure up in your mind of, oh my God, that was my first, you know, whatever. Carl's rolling his eyes.
No, I'm not rolling my eyes. I am not rolling, you know, on your head.
71 degrees in the downtown.
The last time you cried was when you found out that prenuptial you signed was you were locked in to at least 10 years. That's when the last time you cried.
Oh, no, I never signed a prenup.
Okay.
Ever. Hey, anyway.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Discounts for seniors, veterans, and it's man's last stronghold. And I am finally, after saying about talking about it all week, I am getting down there to get a haircut today. It's right off, like I said, Adams Avenue and the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Now, we've got four more tickets to give away for the 4th of July Colt 45s game. And you can, after the game, you sit right there, go out in the outfield or right from the stands and watch the fireworks. 605-4567. Now, but if you say you can't, maybe you can't make it that day, these tickets are good for any time during the season for any home game. 605-4567 for the Colt 45s game. Our guest is Red Smith, who is also one of the hosts for Jefferson State of Mind, which is on Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 right here on KCNR. And a lot of things have been going on, State of Jefferson, this week, of course. And the biggest thing, I think, probably was when the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, it was brought up to vote about being part of the movement. Voted it down 4-1.
Well, the interesting thing about that is we never even requested a meeting. That was taken upon the chairman of the board by himself, Les Baugh. And he said that he wanted to hear a discussion from the public to gauge public support for the State of Jefferson and how they should proceed. The funny thing about that is out of, I believe, 49 speakers, 42 of them spoke for the State of Jefferson and 7 spoke against it. And then the board voted 4-1 to not even hear a discussion, to not even look at the financials, to not even hear debate about it. And the thing that I found most intriguing is the four people that voted against it read from prepared type statements about what they opposed about the State of Jefferson. So that was obviously prepared before we even had a say.
Were they typed or were they writing notes during the presentations, because it was like 2 hours?
No, there was some note-taking, but I physically saw at least one board member that was reading from a typed sheet of paper their response to the State of Jefferson.
Well, this came out, last Thursday for the board to put it on the agenda?
We were informed of it Thursday. It went into they have to, by the Brown Act, they have to give 72 hours written notice, which they did on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So it was disappointing, but it's not the end of us by any means, and it's certainly not the end of the argument in Shasta County. Unfortunately, some of us that are new to the politics of Shasta County, some of the younger people, Really think what we got into was kind of revenge for some things that the board sees the state of Jefferson as a Tea Party movement, and we see what happens as kind of maybe a punch back over some of the things like the Integrity Project and some of the things that went on with Anselmo. I think we got involved in a little kindergarten tit for tat.
Well, that could, you know, I mean, not saying that people are above those things. You would hope they would be.
We would certainly hope so, but some of the things that we've seen, and
we need to try and get Les on, because Les is the chairman of the supervisors for this term, and he's the one that brought it up. So, I have not asked Les to come on, but I will, and ask Les just to come on and say, hey, Les, what was the background on this and your feelings? And I know it was 4-1. Bill Chappell, I think Bill Chappell said, hey, can we table this for later? And then Dave Kehoe. I said, hey, look, we're not going to bring this up again unless we get a majority vote on the Board of Supervisors. You know, and that's – but you know what? Here's the thing is I'm all for a republic here, and we voted for to put five people into office there, and this is the way they went.
Four to one. That is the way that it is. It's unfortunate. One of the things that the board members had mentioned to us several times in private is that they wanted to see financial data. We came with that financial data, and then they refused to even look at it.
Do you find it frustrating at times that when the paper comes out with their editorial talking about how we couldn't, you know, it could never be done financially and all these things, that have they ever do they have access to the financial stuff? And
they've never even requested it.
So they could so they're just taking this off the top of their head then?
Pretty much. So, and it is what it is. Like I said, some of this is almost like playground politics going around up here, and we hope to move beyond that. There were some positive things that came out of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. One of those was Supervisor Modi said that he would support a movement to reestablish representation for Shasta County upon the model that we were discussing. I see that as a positive.
Oh, it is positive, because when it gets right down to it, Red, is the whole movement started because of, one, you know, you could say the state's too big, but the whole thing started really was over representation. That we don't, I mean, as good as Brian Daly may be or any of our representatives, it's one.
That's right.
And one voter out of a district someplace in the barrios of Los Angeles takes his vote out. And then, but we've truly represented up here. And we've talked about this in the cases where, you know, they took away the senators and all this, which is the bottom line. The goal, of course, to have another state, but the bottom line is representation.
That is it, and we hope to get that message through to people. That's what we were doing in Shasta County, was continuing the education of the citizens of Shasta County. That's why we hadn't requested anything from the Board of Supervisors yet. I mean, we want to be very clear. The state of Jefferson did not request this from the Board of Supervisors. This was taken upon by themselves. They said they did that to gauge – they wanted to gauge public opinion, and then they refused to listen to the data.
Well, public opinion, if you go by that, if you have, 42-4 and 3 against, sounds to me like, well, that's public opinion, but
– but they chose to ignore it.
But we had also had people calling in that said, hey, you know, I sent stuff to them because they were totally against it, because, you know, they believe that the movement to put another state in there is not well thought out.
Well, part of the problem that we have, and as I said, there were some encouraging things, like when Leonard Modi said that he would support a movement that was about bringing representation back to the North State. And that's something that Caleb Brown and myself hope to have an open dialogue with him and see if we can't move something along those lines down the road. So we hope that's a positive. We hope that's the beginning of a foundation. Now, there are some people on the board that we have an issue with about whether we can even trust them, because there was one member of the board who said on several occasions that he would absolutely support putting the Jefferson question on the ballot, and that was an absolute lie in my opinion.
Who was that?
It was Les Baugh. Les Baugh said to me personally that he would do everything to support putting it on the ballot. He said that to other people, and whether you want to call it a change of mind at the last minute, in my personal opinion, I call that a lie.
The putting it on a ballot, is that different than I guess if the Board of Supervisors says, hey, look, we'll move forward with this by putting it on a ballot, because that's what other people have done, right? It says, let's see what the people say. Is that what you mean by that, as opposed to y'all getting a bunch of signatures and saying, fine, let's vote on it now since you guys won't do it?
Well, yeah, there's really several options that the Board of Supervisors can take. They can vote to not hear it, as Shasta County did. They can vote to hear it and then decide they don't want any part of it, which nobody has done. They can vote for it directly and say, yes, we're not being represented. We want our representation in the North State upon separation from California. Or they can place it on the ballot before the voters.
So, but in every case, it's they listen to you all. I mean, they listen to a presentation.
Everyone has.
And in this case, they didn't want to even hear the presentation.
Well, the funny thing is we showed up with the data that they've been requesting, and then they refused to look at it.
In my opinion, again, like I said, I elect we elect people to make decisions like this. But I think also I think they owe to the people out there a decision process. And one of the things I heard them say is, well, we didn't want the staff to have to spend money on this because they didn't agree with it. So, but to me, that if you're an elected official and you've got a large number of people that are coming up, I mean, they brought it up, is that to at least listen to a 15-minute presentation. Mm-hmm. Take that under advisement, look at it, and then come back for a decision. I mean, that's just the way I would do it.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that they haven't looked at it, I guess. But
well, they have in their opinion. Les Boss said that he was more informed on the state of Jefferson than he needed to be. And one of the funny things about that is he has been wrong about several things that he has even stated on the record. He went on the record with the press just a little while ago or back during the election and said, well, Butte County voted you guys down 5-0. That's absolutely incorrect and untrue, and we're still in the process with Butte County. And that's an example of the level of knowledge of the state of Jefferson that Les Baugh thinks he's educated enough to make a decision on.
All right. Our guest is Rhett Smith, one of the spokespeople from the state of Jefferson, and discussing what happened on last Tuesday when the Board of Supervisors voted not to move forward with anything for the state of Jefferson. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we have Charles. You're on the phone, and we'll finish up today on Friday for this whole weekend. Then you have two more working days, Savannah, until Monday. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, more talk radio than you can shake a stick at.
At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. If you bring in your recent eye exam receipt, we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer and not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear and veterans discounts are our specialty. At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, next to Leslie's Pools, we accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460, and once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tavan Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tavan Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Exciting news is just in from Palomar Builders with the new Heritage Series single-family homes located in Highland Park starting at only $289,800.
Wow!
Highland Park also offers the Evoke Series starting at $326,800. These homes offer stunning views with open floor plans, bigger lots, and energy-efficient heating and air conditioning units by Bryant and Cascade Comfort Service. All Bryant air conditioning units come with Puron refrigerant. Puron is an environmentally sound refrigerant designed not to harm the Earth's ozone layer. Bryant is the leader in HVAC units, and at Cascade Comfort Service, we'll do whatever it takes to provide quality energy savings that set the standard for today's energy-efficient living in your new Highland Park home. With low interest rates and four new models ready for immediate occupancy, your new Highland Park home is built with quality construction, centrally located, and comes with a new home warranty. For more information, contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt of Coldwell Banker at 953-7512.
Back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, my friends. It is 8:49 in the morning. It's 72 degrees. It's going to go up about 88 today. This weekend is going to be beautiful for Dancing with the Stars and with so many other things that are going on, including that huge sale that's starting down at Redding Crown Motors. Blackout sale. You got to go down there and find out what they're selling and for how much. You're not going to believe it. It's going to knock you off your skates. Head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue. Your Ford, Dodge Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. But they've got all types of previously owned car, trucks, and SUVs there, plus an outstanding service department. Again, go no further than 555 Cypress Avenue. Spend your money here. And like I said, you've got to go down and get behind there and see what they've got. Give them a call, 223-2177. Our guest is Red Smith, co-host of the radio show Jefferson State of Mind, with Caleb Brown.
That is.
Two of the younger of our younger spokespeople for the state of Jefferson.
Troublemakers.
Obviously need to be watched and recorded and taped. And what are those other things they do? Spy on you? Let's go to the – and speaking of people that probably are being looked at and spied on and recorded all the time, here's Charles. Charles, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, you know, Carl. Good morning, Red. Good morning, NSA.
Good morning, Charles.
I'm here too, Charles. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda. Oh, I forgot.
It's Linda. I know.
It's morning.
I know. Well, good morning. What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, it wasn't just in the private conversation that Les made that statement about wanting to put the Jefferson question on the ballot. He also stated it publicly at a League of Women Voters candidate forum that was held in Anderson just a few weeks before the election.
He also said it in Cottonwood in public, too.
Mm-hmm. And I think even the Record Searchlight quoted him at one point prior to the election as having said that. So, I mean, it's you know, public that he did.
What is the three words or four words that you have in common with every one of those statements there, my amigos, mi amigos? Prior to the election.
Uh-huh. That's it.
Uh-huh.
See, that's the one thing you have in common. See, I don't know if y'all noticed that.
Yeah, and we understand it. And one of the things that people really need to get an understanding is this is larger than Shasta County.
Oh, yeah.
It's larger than the perceived it's just a Tea Party movement. We already have five counties on board. We have tens of thousands of supporters and people that are going on. And what really should be recognized by anybody who has any kind of political survival instinct is that you're watching the rise of a new political power in the North State. Everything that we have accomplished, the tens of thousands of followers, the five counties that are on board, 9 months. Really, politically, that means we're in our infancy and we've accomplished so much already. We're just getting started. We said at the beginning of this that we had a full understanding that this was a marathon and not a sprint. We've been allowed to sprint this far, and we're still running loose in a lot of other counties. This is a process that is going to take time, and to easily dismiss this is going to be a mistake for some people.
Well, I think when you put it like that, is it's you're right that you've gotten five counties, you know, in this. There's interest throughout, but there's interest throughout the United States, and it's not necessarily just in the state of Jefferson as it is for representation. In the coming, and I'm going to say battle, I'm not going to say war, but the battles between urban and rural, and how the urban and pushing people into the, you know, in housing for transportation on the transportation corridors. The way that the water is going to be, the water wars that are going to be starting, if they haven't already, they've already started the first battle. First battles are there. You still there, Charles?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure. And then the other things that are happening with, they're going to start regulating how much water you can take out of your own wells. I mean, it's coming. And the thing is
well, that's the other night. Representative Brian Daly was talking about how they're going to start legislation on groundwater extraction and groundwater transference.
And what that means is your groundwater.
Exactly.
And so now you put a meter on your own well. And I'm sorry, but you can only use so much
water.
But
they don't consider that your water.
No. It's like wildlife.
Yeah.
The wildlife in the state does not belong to you. Even if it's on your property and you feed it on with your vegetation and it drinks your water, it's not yours. It belongs to the state.
That's it.
That's
and there's some places that are even trying to regulate you to stop you from catching rainwater.
Yep.
Because the rain that falls on your property is not yours.
So what do you think, Charles? Is this around for a long time?
There's one aspect of the board decision that last Tuesday that bears some exploration, and that is that, you know, remember when people would be victimized by, you know, county planning or by city planning, as the case may be, and the excuse that either staff or council or the board would give is, oh, well, the state is doing this and the state is doing that, and kind of hiding behind the skirts of the skirt of the state of California, and not really having to bear any responsibility or trying to avoid bearing any responsibility for the actions of the municipal planning. And if that excuse were taken away, all of a sudden they have to start answering for what's been going on. And it seems to me like there's an aspect of it. I mean, it's multifaceted, the reason why they told the Jefferson supporters to go play in the traffic. But, I mean, that's one aspect of it, is that they want an excuse to hide behind.
Well, let me say one thing here, though, is you get what you vote for, okay? That David Kehoe, who is, as we just heard earlier today, did a lot to help with bringing, you know, for quality health care here. And we heard that and got a shout out from us for that. Ran unopposed, and I don't think David or anybody else is that good that can run unopposed, but he did. Sheriff Tomasenko ran unopposed. Now, you know, if we agree with how they're doing it and how they're doing their job, that's fine. I mean, that's not it. Les Ball did run opposed and won by several. Well, a lot of votes.
Quite
a bit of votes. It wasn't that close. So these are people that we have put in office. And of course, Leonard Modi ran. He won. Pam Giacomini won. Bill Chappelle won. These are people we put in office. And we say that we elect you, the majority of us elect you. Now, when you get a 19% turnout or an 18% turnout for people, I don't think of the people that are registered to vote, which is not everybody in the county, we are doing ourselves a disservice. I'm not saying anything about the quality of people that get elected, but we do ourselves a disservice.
Well, that's one of the things that the state of Jefferson has looked at, and we already had plans on correcting before we ever went before the Board of Supervisors. We had a very good sense of where the board sat way back in January.
It has not been a surprise about. Frankly, it wasn't a surprise because I knew what Dave thought and Leonard and. Les was kind of a surprise because I thought Les might. And I wasn't sure where he was going,
but
Pamela wasn't sure. But you know what? They didn't make it up. They didn't make it a secret. So I mean, that was not a surprise they had a lot of questions.
Thing, especially Mr. Modi. Mr. Modi was very upfront about his feelings, I respect the integrity. and the manhood required to just stand up and say, hey, this is how I feel. We hope to maintain an open relationship with our elected officials and work with them on things. Really, the ball is in their court. But they have to approach us with open integrity and honesty and not speak with forked tongue.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? Let's end up Friday with that. Let's end up Friday. Now, what are you all going to be talking about tomorrow?
Well, we're going to be talking about we have town halls. We have a presentation before Board of Supervisors coming up in Lassen County, in Lake County, in Sutter County. We have town halls in several counties. We have El Dorado County, Placer County, Sierra County, Nevada County that are all waking up that we have town halls to do and begin the process for. We have some things to do. Basically, what happened to the Board of Supervisors in Shasta hasn't changed our strategy at all. We're going to continue with the public outreach and educating people.
Well, what you do is if there's legs on this movement, which you're saying it's got legs, then this will come back. Mm-hmm. This will come
Absolutely.
Back again, and it can do one of two ways: put it on a ballot measure, mm-hmm. which is possible, and because Board of Supervisors have voted before 5-0 and been overturned a couple of times.
Churn Creek Bottom, which was another one I believe Les Baugh said he wouldn't vote for, and didn't he?
Well, you know what? We'll give Les a call. You know what? Okay. It's not fair to bash Les without having Les come on and talk about, you know, y'all are giving your side of it. Now it's time for Les to give his side of it.
Absolutely.
All right. Okay. Carl and Linda Bott, have a great weekend.
Yeah, you got a show tomorrow. What are you going to be talking about?
Well, we're going to be talking about what's going on and what we got coming for the Shasta County and some of the outreach things. We're looking at doing a free concert for the people. That'll be a good time. And doing some things like that. And, you know, we've had limited resources with the people that we have available, but we have so many people now, we have a lot more that we can do, and that's what's coming is public outreach from the state of Jefferson.
Okay.
Looking forward to it.
Next week, big week, 4th of July, got a lot of people coming on next week, Chief and a bunch of others, Dr. Danuka coming in, going to be talking about VA medicine.
See you tomorrow night at Dancing with the Stars.
That's right, be there or be square. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
My ground won't be turned around.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Well, apparently Martin Indyk has had enough. The Obama administration's special Mideast envoy has resigned after almost a year of trying to forge an Israeli-Palestinian peace deal. One of Syria's opposition leaders who met today with Secretary of State Kerry is appealing for more foreign aid. The supposedly moderate rebels now face two fronts in their civil war. They're trying to topple the Assad regime in Syria while also putting down a radical Islamic uprising. The White House is asking Congress for $500 million for those rebels. Remembering the Granite Mountain hotshots, almost a year ago, 19 of the firefighters were killed while battling a ferocious Arizona wildfire. Colleen Turbyfil's son, Travis, was one of the victims. She says that touching his name, etched into a memorial tablet, makes her miss him all the more.